You know, I say this often about the praise and worship. I mean, besides the fact, my opinion, this is the best team in, I'll give the county, okay? I can't say the rest of them. But what I am always amazed, I mean, I know God's going to do it. But as I looked at the song list today, I thought, Lord, you are so good. You're reminding us. If you hadn't figured this out, this is about spiritual warfare. That's what today's about, today's message. So, whatever it is you're battling, whatever it is you're facing, and you're going to learn the difference today between spiritual and natural warfare. We'll get to that. I'm really wanting to chomp on this one. But let me tell you what, give it to God. Do not keep taking it back. You've got to give it to him, take it. We got more offering on its way up. Why are you people staring at me? Well, anyhow, I've got a few announcements to do real quick. Today's War on the Floor. If you have a prayer request at this juncture, give it to the usher and he will make sure I get it. Also today, please sign up for the church baptism and picnic. That will be next Sunday. Everybody say next Sunday. By the way, I do appreciate if you invite people. Invite them here. Here. See, there was a time in life we were able to actually have our service out at the lake. It was a great time. We set up a tent and all that stuff. All day we were there. We can't always do that everywhere now. But invite your people to church so they can see that God's people aren't a bunch of goofballs. Well, yeah, I'll figure out a better phrase for that. Y'all know me way too well. So please sign up. This Tuesday, special election. It's on issue one. If you don't know what issue one is about, go to the website. There's things in the paper. But if you want to know how I'm voting yes. That's all I got to say. That's all I really can say. This Friday, 8-11, Bible study here at the church, 7 p.m. For more information, see Robert Katie Peters. Also, this Saturday, 8-12, Lady Strengthen Him will meet here at his feet from 9:30 to 11 and hope to see y'all ladies here. She does. I won't be here. Next Sunday's building fund offering. And also again, okay, just a reminder, baptism and picnic, flyers and sign-up sheet, and also if you'd like to be baptized, let me know, or her, and so praise God. God is good, amen?
Amen.
All right, let's bless the tithe and offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you that you are the King of Kings. Lord, we thank you that you are able, that you've never let us go through it all by ourselves. You were there every step of the way. You carried us when we didn't have the strength to go another step. So, Lord, I thank you for all of that. And now, Father, we honor you today with our tithes, with our offerings. Lord, I pray that you bless this according to your word. Father, you are not a man that you should lie. And you said, try you in this. That means to test. So now, Lord, I stand here and I approve. I prove that your word is true. You are blessing. You rebuke the devourer. You pour out blessing in my life, and I know you'll do it for others. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, super kids are dismissed. He's just got to climb the mountain, doesn't he? Money. Well, I'll be honest with you. I can't believe we're at this stage in the summer already. I'm not for certain where July went. I blinked. We were watching fireworks, and here we are at the tractor, the farm days. And next thing you know, we'll be sending the kids off to school. Yes. Yeah. When do you guys start? This Thursday. Anybody else goes this Thursday? Okay. Remind me to pray for you today. Okay. So, as I stated, we're going to look at something today. I heard this the other day. I think it was even just a meme, or maybe even somebody else's title of a message. And this is my own title, though, just so I'm not plagiarizing. I cannot say that that was always the case in high school. You just got to be creative on where you find your sources. Is it spiritual warfare or is it natural warfare? What's the difference? The difference is, and real simple, because I hate to say it, this thing I saw was actually a whole book, if I remember correctly, and I was on what the difference is of spiritual warfare and natural. I'm not going to give you thousands and thousands of references to what the difference is. I'm going to tell you, because my job is to try to equip you now between spiritual and natural. So let's look at natural first. We live in a natural world. We are subject to natural laws. Gravity being one of them. Oh, I can just leap. You have to exert so much energy to leap. But we are responsible for our actions, for our decisions. So a lot of times what people do is they confuse spiritual warfare and natural with a bad decision they made. You know, if 10 of your best friends came up and told you he's a womanizing, beating man, he cheats on you now, oh, I'll change him. You marry him, he beats you, cheats on you, gives you a disease. Oh, but Jesus, why did you do this to me? He sent 10 people to you. He tried to warn you. How many times do we have to buy a car that Consumer's Report says is a lemon? Oh, but I got that 1 in a million chance that I'm not going to get the lemon. No, you don't. The car is the car. It's garbage, the devil's attacking my car. No, it was a bad design. It's garbage. Or you decide to go out, you get your paycheck. You know, there used to be a time they all came out on Fridays, and you're like, oh yeah, I got my paycheck. Going to town. Well, you blew all your paycheck on beer and women and or men, partying, having a good time, and then Monday rolled around and your rent's due. The devil took my money. Well, he did in a roundabout way, but you did it, dummy. You're the one that did it. God had nothing to do with that because you made the bad decision. Let's talk about something that's going to hit us all, and I'm not aiming this at anybody, so don't go anybody getting offended. Our health. I talked with my dad. I'll just tell you straight up. It was with my dad. Took him to a doctor's appointment after his stroke. He's sitting there telling the doctor, the devil tried to kill me. And I've had it. I'm just telling you, I don't care who you are. I'm going to tell you the truth. I said, no, Dad, the devil had nothing to do with this. You not watching your health is what did it. Your mother died of a stroke. Your sister died of a heart attack. Your brother died of a heart attack. This one died of cancer. You can't ignore your health and think, I'm walking in Beulah land in my health. You are subject to high cholesterol if you don't watch it. I don't care what your confession is. You are subject to those laws. Diabetes. You've got to watch your sugar. You know, I can actually tell when my sugar's high. And after my diet, the doctor's like, wow, even your sugar's low. Your cholesterol's great. This, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. I'm trying to backpedal now and drop a few more of them pounds. But I realized what it was. And years ago when I saw that my cholesterol was creeping up and I realized my grandmother died at 63 of a stroke. My other grandfather was 55 when he died. I'm 53. I'm not dying of my heart exploding and I'm not dying of a stinking stroke. I'm doing what I can do. I'm cutting back on my cholesterol. I'm eating more greens. Still won't eat kale. You can keep that. I'll eat all the romaine lettuce and spinach there is. I love spinach, cooked or raw. But you see, Christians in particular would rather spend 2 hours waiting in a prayer line to be prayed for high cholesterol as opposed to dealing with it. The bacon didn't give you the high cholesterol. The eggs didn't give you the high cholesterol. My family, I now know because I did the studying on it, I have a body that produces plenty of cholesterol. My liver is just a cholesterol factory. The reason some of the other ones didn't make it is because they had cirrhosis of the liver. I don't have that. So that is a natural thing. And just like I had to tell my own father, Dad, the devil didn't try to kill you. You ignored, first off, the warning signs. Second off, you would never go to a doctor. You can't say the devil tried to kill you when you won't take care of yourself. I remember my first kidney stone. Boy. Yeah. Woo! What a good time. Good time. Dearborn, Michigan. Getting ready to go to the Henry Ford Museum. We're going into the inside one, right? Because we'd already been to the outside one. And she's in the bathroom getting her hair fixed up. And I'm walking in there and all of a sudden I felt a pop. I was like, oh. It was so bad I vomited for 2 hours. And finally, I said, okay, I don't want to go. Take me to the emergency room. I'm dying. Hilarious part was I get in there and I told her, I said, I need a trash can or a bucket. I'm going to vomit. And how about we get you back here? We don't want you out there with everybody else. They get me in there and they check me and it's like, what was I, like 96 over 100? Or I was about to have a stroke. And it's just like, yeah, I could tell. I could feel things in my head, and so I was really bad off, and then they gave me some medicine. I was like, oh, that felt so good, getting relief. But see, here's my problem. Back at the hotel, I'm doing spiritual warfare. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, whatever witch is sending this upon me, send it back to him tenfold, blah, blah, blah. Not quit drinking all the stupid pop and the stupid tea that you're doing, ding dong. Drink more water. But I was willing to do spiritual warfare for a natural thing. Guess what? It didn't work. I wonder why. Because the devil didn't do it. I did it. The devil didn't drop that tree on me. I did. God told me to cut it down, so I sinned by not obeying God. He said cut it down because he knew it was going to break. Well, he could have stopped it. Well, he stopped it from killing me, paralyzing me. But now I got lots of ammo for a good message. I got other preachers in the county using that. They said, can I use that? I said, absolutely. I don't care. My pride went out the window. Listen, people need to understand we are responsible for our own actions. Your car blows up. Oh, the devil's out to get me. My car blew up. When's the last time you changed the oil? Oh, I don't believe in changing oil. That's all the oil companies. No, it's not. Let me help y'all out. I got a little practical for you. If you've got a car that says to burn either 92 or 93 octane, you had better doggone well be burning 92 or 93 octane. Because your valve seats and other parts of that engine are designed to be lubricated and treated with the chemicals that are in that. So if you're burning the cheap stuff, what you've done is you've successfully chewed up your own engine. And that's why it's a piece of junk. And I know some people who recently did it. And it's like, really? You want this high-end car that requires it, but you don't want to put the high-end gas in it because you're cheap. If you can afford the high, and I've told you this time and time again, I hope you have high-end cars. I want you to have a good car. I think you've actually got one that requires high-end, don't you, the Mini? That's because BMW makes the motor. We had a car that required it. I ain't going to lie. It was a little shock at the pump. But it's like, got to put it in there or else it's not going to work right. So you got to. So the car, my engine blew up. Pastor, I don't know what the devil's out to get me. My tires all went flat. They're dry rotted and bald. What do you think that? I was claiming the promise that the Israelites had when they were in the wilderness for 40 years and their shoes didn't wear out. That was never a promise. That was simply God's mercy in their disobedience. Nice weather we're having, amen? People don't want to hear that. You can't just go in the Bible and pick out stuff and say, I claim that for me in Jesus' name. You better remember they were being punished. I would rather buy new tires for my car, trust God and praise God I got new tires, than to be punished for 40 years. That stinks. Spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is a little different. Spiritual warfare manifests in the physical. But it comes out of nowhere. No rhyme or reason. Why did this happen? I've looked back. My issue with the back was not spiritual warfare. It was disobedience. But I've looked back. Justin's accident back in March. Why? How did it happen? Why did it happen? I checked the door on that ATV. The owner checked the door on that ATV. The insurance company checked the door. We could not make it come open. How did it pull a 170-pound boy out? I'll tell you how. The devil was trying to kill him. Why? Because I know, and God's got a call on all of my boys' lives. They have to walk their own road. But I know God's got a call on his life. Because he has a good heart as well. And the devil was trying to stop some things. But let me tell you what came out of that, ladies and gentlemen. Not only did we get the opportunity, well, us and Bob and Karen, get the opportunity to pray with a whole waiting room full of people in the ICU waiting room. We all joined hands. There were people, I have no idea what the guy looked like, but I was like, I would love to have seen his face when I said, let's do it. But the peace that got came about, the fact that the nurses told Justin when he started coming around, was able to make sense of it when he quit hitting on the nurses. I guess it was really only one, but the one nurse told him, he said, you don't know how lucky. Now, I don't like using the word lucky because it takes God out of the equation. It just leaves it to random chance. So, he said lucky because he doesn't serve God. He said, I've seen kids come in here with a third of the injuries you have, and they die. He was recovering. Ladies and gentlemen, he was life-flighted. Category 1, which means death is likely. And he walked out 4 days later. That's God. That was spiritual warfare in that time. We prayed. You prayed. I don't believe in keeping things like that secret. That is stupid. It's prideful. And pride will lead you down the fall. So let's start getting this through our thick skulls. We're stupid. God is smart. God wants us to let people know who can help us. Now, I'm not saying everybody can help you. There's some people, they just want to talk about you. Did you hear? And you know what? And if they do, that's on them. That's on them. But I'm going to tell you right now, when people found out I was praising God. Somebody was praying. I was glad somebody was praying when he was in there with his head all bashed in. I was praising God. I had people of faith back here praying, doing the spiritual warfare. Job is a prime example of spiritual warfare. All the stuff that happened to him was on the outside. Job's sitting there, what did I do? I took care of my children. I employed hundreds of people. And my friends turn on me, telling me I'm a sinner. I get boils. Can you imagine having boils that you scrape with broken pieces of pottery and that feels better? No. Spiritual warfare is something that is designed to take you out. So understand the difference. You may have done, Justin was just riding in the ATV. No rhyme or reason why this thing happened. Nothing whatsoever except a testimony. And he'll carry that testimony the rest of his life with a great big C on the side of his head and a few bumps. But he can tell people, God did this for me. Job, when it was all said and done, God restored it. God had to get onto Job. Hey, buddy, can you go down there and you hook the Leviathan? Can you talk to him? Can you bring him up and speak calmly to him? Can you unbuckle Orion's belt? Job's sitting there thinking, are you kidding me? Because he's like, oh, that I was never born. Well, Job, if you'd never been born, all those people would not probably be here. If I'd never been born, you wouldn't be here. Because I wouldn't be here to do this. If you'd never been born, you wouldn't be there to help the people you've helped. Usually when we've been attacked, it's because the devil's trying to stop something. Okay? So understand the difference. And I know some of you are under what I would call flat-out spiritual attacks. But if you're not paying your taxes and the IRS takes your house and all that stuff, that's not spiritual warfare. That is your cheating butt trying not to pay your taxes. Pay your taxes and you're okay. All right? So now let's get into some stuff. Where are we at? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the plans, the attacks. You need to understand, think of the wily coyote. He was all the time trying to figure something out. And I would love to think that that's kind of the way God works. He's the Acme Company. Oh, I'm going to rig this thing so it comes back on you. The rock is going to launch in the air and come back and land on top of you. For we do not wrestle with against flesh and blood, but against powers or principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a battle in this world. We only see this country, but it's in the entire world right now for dominance. Male, female has been confused. White, black has been confused. Truth, lies are being confused. We'll talk about truth here in a little bit. But we do not war against political parties. We do not war against other faiths. Our war is with spiritual forces. And us attacking them. That's why I quit saying, when I got the revelation of this, I quit saying for God and country. When I served, I did not want to kill in the name of God because God didn't want me to kill. Now, it's not saying that I wouldn't for my family, for my country. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having girded your waist with truth, protecting your reproductive parts with truth. was watching a show the other day in which this woman was talking about her parenting style, and it flashes over to her kids at home with water cannons inside her really nice home, shooting each other, and she's trying to get through to them. And she's like, I understand you're expressing your truths right now. Ladies and gentlemen, right there is what's wrong. Truth is not fluid. It doesn't change. Truth is truth. Gravity is in effect. I don't care what religious nut job says the earth is flat. I've been up high enough. You can see the... You can see it. That's from people that probably haven't ever flown. I've never seen the Pacific Ocean on one side and then the next day be on the other side. I've been there. That's a big body of water. I've been on both sides of the Atlantic in the same day too. Truth. God's word. Every mouth that proceeds out of the mouth of God is truth. He never, ever lies. The scripture Jesus used when the devil was tempting him while he was fasting. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We need to live by the spoken word today. The problem is the only thing, now listen, you got to get in here to know what God says. But if you're asking God whether to buy a certain car or not, you're not going to find it in here. Thou shalt not buy the Dodge. He ain't going to tell you that because it's not in there. He's going to say, hey, don't buy that one. Go here. Ask God where to go. Ask him to lead you, to guide you. He will lead you. I'll give you an example of something the other day. I think I shared with Johnny. When we were on vacation, we had a kind of an ulterior motive on the end. We had been looking, trying to find something. We love Michigan. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's actually more conservative than Ohio. I don't know how that, well, I do know how, because we were told by some people that live there that election got stole too. But anyhow, because I saw one Biden sign to every 100 Trump signs up there. But anyhow, but we love the upper part of Michigan. It's beautiful. The water, it's cool in the summer. Not, you know, I like going down south for a short time. I lived in the south for 2.5 years. Lived in the South Pacific for 1.5 years. Humidity can get a little crazy. And so somebody had told us here, said, oh, you need to stop by at this lake, see if there's any property for sale. Said, they just discovered. How is this humanly possible that this lake is just now being discovered? Especially when I read about it and find out it's the longest lake in Michigan. And turns out, no, it's not. There's houses on there. They start $1.2 million. Yeah, we're not buying anything on the water there. But I did find 4.88 acres right in between two lakes, the big one and another one. I said, God, I love it. I haven't seen pictures of it. It's going to be right in the neighborhood. We're going to be less than 50 miles from it. I told her, I said, let's go. Let's go look at it. Let's pray. Had nothing against it. Nothing in our hearts saying no. So we drove up there. We're in Mackinac City. We're getting out that morning. And she kept talking about, so where do we peel off to go over here? And I said, honey, we're not. Really? I said, the peace left. My peace to go look at that property left. Not that my desire for it did, but my peace did. It was about a little over 5 hours from here. Be a great vacation spot. Anytime I wanted, and then I could rent it out. But I have to build it first. Don't know that I've got that much butt left. I got trim to finish in my own house. It's still undone. But you see, led by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit took my peace on that. Okay, Lord, I'm not even going to stop. I'm going on home. If you want me to have it, you're going to provide the money I need to buy it and the money I'm going to need to put a place on it. And left it at that. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, that's God's way of doing things right. Sometimes the church says, oh no, you know, you won't serve Jesus, you won't commit, we won't feed you. We won't clothe you. That is not what the word teaches at all. Jesus said, if you give anybody a glass of water in my name, you will by no means lose your resort or your reward. God's way of doing things right may not always coincide with what we think is right. Because there's a little thing Jesus taught that the church and religion, religious people in particular, think they're highly moral. They think against it. Jesus said, or what man, matter a man of you, works in a field, finds a treasure in it, reburies the treasure, goes out and sells everything you got, and goes back and buys that field. We'd say, oh no, you need to manifest, you need to tell the guy that owns the field what you found. That ain't what Jesus just taught. It's only worth it to you. I've had people, you know, I've talked about it before, like, you know, there were some people that didn't trust banks after much of the 30s, and they'd bury their cash. Sometimes they'd forget where they buried their cash. In jars or in cans. And I knew of actually one family that that was indeed the case. Lived down the road from my grandma. And they would not sell the property until they had gone through every part of that house, and they went all over the property with metal detectors because their grandpa did not believe in banks. And the bank could tell when you got money from him. But I thought, oh man, you know, the farmers that lived here, they built a brand new barn in 33. They were making some money. They weren't hurting. They bought new equipment. They did this. They did this. And I thought, well, what is their what if there's money buried? I have yet to go around because I know there's a lot of junk buried on my property. Well, if I find a thing of cash, well, you need to find a family and give that back to the family. Family shouldn't have sold the house in the first place. It's mine. I own it. Oh, no, that ain't right. No, that's in your self-righteousness. Understand that. Because when you go to your boss and you say, I want a pay raise, that's his money. It ain't yours. Think about it. Breastplate of righteousness. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not called to go out to the people in war. We're to do spiritual war. But it says, prepare ourselves that our feet may go out in peace wherever we lead. You have to cover your feet. If you're not walking in peace, what are you walking in? I've come to kick butt and take names. I'm going to take the devil's. God already took the devil's name. You do realize Satan is not his name. Oh, it's Satan. No, it is just an Arabic word, Satan, which means enemy. That's it. It's not his name. The devil is not his name. Therefore, they should not be capitalized except to designate which one was the chief. They're all devils. They all lost their name. God took their name, kicked their butts out of heaven, and took their names. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. If you want your faith to be strong, you're going to have to live through some stuff. You're going to get through it. You're going to be okay. But you got to buck up. It's rough sometimes. But when you come through the other side, you'll realize God never failed me. God never left me. I'm the one that abandoned him. He stayed right there and fought. But your shield is going to take some beating. I don't, you know, some of this, the ideology, the weaponry and stuff, I personally have no experience in it. But I can tell you about your body armor. It's going to take a beating. Your helmet's going to get beat in, and it hurts to get hit in the head. Regardless. And take the helmet of salvation. First off, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to battle in the spirit, you gotta be saved. So many people think they're gonna take on the devil. You got to get saved first. Let's ask these seven young men in the book of Acts. Heard Paul and them preaching, casting out demons. Them seven boys, they go up to this demoniac. They knew he was possessed. Difference between mental defect and demon possession. Huge difference. And in the process, they go up and they say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, we command you to come out. The Bible says that demon spoke up out of that old man and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know. Who are you? And it says that old man proceeded to whoop the snot out of them boys. They weren't saved. Their name wasn't on the Lamb's Book of Life. They had no right to the name of Jesus. They had no right to deal with spiritual warfare. And no, the devil will not take out his own. That's just stupid. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, it is this. But it's not just this. It's this interpreted through you, through the Holy Spirit, speaking out into your situation. And by the way, you don't have to get your panties all up in a wad to get into spiritual warfare. So many people think, I've just got to get in the zone. Jesus was in the middle of the lake. Well, the Sea of Galilee, but by standards, it's a lake. And a storm came in, and their little tiny boat was about to be overcome, and he's up there. Master, don't you care that we're about to die? You woke me up from a good nap to tell me this. And the interpretation of what Jesus actually said, said, be still. The best interpretation we have is shh. No casting out demons. And by the way, it was a natural storm. The people have tried to teach that it was a spiritual storm. They weren't uncommon. Therefore, it wasn't spiritual. It was a natural thing. Even in a natural, you could do it. Tornadoes coming down your street. You can tell it to move. I've heard of people that have done this. I remember one time delivering Meals on Wheels on a back road, two-wheel drive truck. Road was on an angle, dirt road, and it was packed ice. And I went to make that turn, and, well, that wasn't happening. And my truck just goes right towards the telephone pole. Oh, here I go. But everything in me said, no! Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even touch the snowbank. My truck came to a dead stop on ice. I mean, it was ice. I had to actually get out and hammer behind a tire so I had something to bite on. I looked at it, I was like, I should have eaten that telephone pole. God, you're so good. But it wasn't spiritual warfare. I was maybe driving 2 or 3 miles an hour too fast. No, I wasn't flying. I know better than that. I'm out of my teens and early 20s. I pay for my own damage now. So we now have to speak the word. You can speak God's word even into your natural situation. Speak it into your physical. But here's the problem. We don't know how to use the word properly. I got to give you an example here. Back in 1992... I got put on a promotion board. Never used one of these before. I'd seen them. My drill instructors had them. But I'd never used one. Never touched one. And they put me up on this promotion board. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm so excited. I won my last one. That's how I got my two stripes. Yeah, I'm going to win this one. First sergeant handed me that sword. I went bopping across the parade deck like this. First sergeant came up to me, grabbed me by the shoulder. He said, boy, get that off of your shoulder. That is not your daddy's shotgun. Okay. It's like, you do know I have no idea how to use this. I kept waiting to go to the end. Till I could figure out how to use it. I'm like, I gotta learn. Man, I knew nothing about it. I'm gonna just tell you right now, that was the end of it for me right there. I think I pretty much lost that board when the first sergeant saw me with my sword on my shoulder. I knew it was over. However, what they did, they needed a quota. I had about a year left, and they needed a quota to go to NCO school. That's where corporals and sergeants go to learn how to be real leaders. And one of the things we had to learn was, besides drill, was sword manual. And if you want to know what sword manual is, it is all the stuff you ever saw in the Marine commercials. I was like, cool, this is awesome. I have to go slow. It's been 30 years. When they first taught me, I ended up with eating it this way. And this tip is actually sharp. And I cut my ear. I had to learn how to hold this in my shoulder. I had to learn how to not let my arm move. Let it bob around like this. I had to hold it. And you can ask my wife. I practiced every night when I got it. Out in front of my house, thank God I lived in base housing and it was NCO, so they all knew what I was doing. They didn't think I was crazy. And I would march and I would do my drill. When I got out of NCO school, a miraculous thing happened. There was another promotion board. My platoon sergeant said, Corporal Waddell, you want to do this? I said, I'm ready. I'm ready this time. I wasn't but a week out of NCO school. I went in there. Bam, 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 bam. By the way, I scored a 99 out of 100 in the school on that sword. Just because that staff sergeant wouldn't give hundreds. The difference was I learned how to use my sword. You need to learn how to use your sword, your word. You can't get up and speak death. This is life. It is not death. We get in there and we speak death to everything. Blessing, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Blessing and cursing should never come from the same mouth is what the word teaches. Somebody comes out against us, we want to curse them. What did Paul say to the Ephesians? Spiritual warfare. It's not against flesh and blood. It's not against these people. It's against the spirits that are behind it. We're praying against the wrong things. Lord God, stop them. Stop those people. No, you need to stop the power that's behind them. In the natural, there are people that are looking for the sources behind all the Antifa and the BLM that's created all so much havoc during 2020. Yes, there were people paying them to come in. It wasn't a coincidence that the same guy showed up in 5 different places. But that's not our enemy. Our enemy is the spiritual forces that are around. We still have them here. You need to look around. Not everybody agrees with people on their politics. But what I'm here to tell you is that's okay. Everybody is entitled to their opinion. Everybody's entitled to their right of choice politically. That's why we served, was to protect those rights. Well, I think we should just be a Christian nation. Well, why don't you start acting like it and we'll find out. Why don't you start acting like a Christian? Hey, preacher, driving your Mercedes-Benz, why don't you come down and wash feet? The Messiah did. That ain't going to happen. Oh, it's more important for me to be up here preaching. No, it is not. You are called to serve. We're called to serve. You're called to serve. So many people don't want to serve. You've got to overcome everything in you and serve. I'm not saying, I had to tell somebody the other day, I said, you need to understand something. I said, the preachers that are up here preaching the word of God and they're doing what they're doing, they can only do what they're doing because somebody else is behind the scenes. Personally, I prefer to be behind the scene. But I'm not. But if somebody's not here cleaning, taking care of the kids, taking care of payroll, mowing, fixing on the building, I have to do it all. And there's only one of me. And I get tired. I'm not 33 like I was when we started this thing. I can't do that anymore. There were days I've been here 18 hours straight working. Couldn't see straight. That's why there's one wall in there, and I'm not going to tell you which one it is. It's out about an inch and a half. Because I put it in at 2:30 in the morning. And I'd been there since 7. That's not bragging on me, by the way. I don't. It's gone. The point is, if you aren't doing what you are called to do, I have to do it. And if I have to do it, I don't have the time to listen to God. I don't have time to read the word, to find a study. This isn't all the scripture I've got today, but I am going to stop right here when I get done with this. I got one more. Because we need to start understanding about spiritual warfare. We have got to realize everything is coming against us. Sometimes it's just spiritual warfare. Go after the right spirit. Ask God, who did it? Which spirit? What source is behind this? Bind the enemy. You don't even really have to know, but I like to know names. I like to know what spirit I'm going up against. That's just the way I am. You don't have to. The enemy is the enemy. It's why Jesus called him Satan and devil. Such a generic term. He's not to be feared. He can't rule your life. He can do what he can do. But there's certain things that's going to happen. Oh, by the way, other people make really bad decisions for you too. So now let's carry on. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Not only, listen, I do believe in praying in the Spirit, but you need to understand supplication is also what we read. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That is supplicating your prayers. We'll get to that later. Worshiping God in your prayer. God, you're awesome. God, this is a beautiful, I love being outside. Sitting on my porch in the morning, drinking my coffee. Lord, this is, look at the trees. I've been looking at the same trees for nearly 10 years, and they're still beautiful. They're majesty, 75 feet tall. Actually, probably taller, because the one branch that fell off was 65 feet, 22 inches in diameter. That's a tree itself. So praying always with all supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end and all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Don't forget, you're not the only one that's in spiritual warfare. If you are, so is somebody else. Well, I don't know who. I need to be on the inside track and, you know, get the information. No, you don't. Here's how you do it. Lord God, I pray for my brothers and sisters that I attend with in this body. Lord, you know what they're going through right now. Father, I don't know specifically who they are, but Lord, minister peace to them. Minister strength and courage. Well, that sounds generic. That's everything you need to know. You don't need to know the details. Because sometimes you know the details. You know, when I get certain details, I'm like, let's go. Come on. Let's fight. Let's go. I'm going to get my butt kicked. I can promise you that. I've realized I don't have what I used to, but you didn't hear that. I will cheat even more is what I'm telling you. But when I hear what the people are doing to my friends and my family here, it angers me. But I have to realize it's not them. The devil's using, they are a tool. That's all they are. And the devil is using everything he's got to try to stop you, to try to take you out. and know that when I find out, I've got your back. I don't need to know anything else. We ain't going to get all spiritual. We need to fast 3 days before I got a word for you. How about we quit being religious and stupid? God knows how to speak right now to every one of us. He doesn't need me to get all religious. Well, I got to go to my prayer closet for a week. I don't have a prayer closet. I have a prayer barn. 6,000 square feet. Spiders. Mice. Cats. Not as many mice because of the cats. Moles. Bats. But I'm going to tell you right now, that is my dojo. That's where I go. I got to get in there. And I don't just sit there. There are days I do when I'm like, okay, Lord, this burden's heavy. And I just keep walking in circles. I got a nice area right around all my tools that I walk. And I continue walking and I continue praying for my friends, my family's believers, other preachers. But I'm here to tell you, I'm about to start taking away excuses. Because God is trying to get through to his people. You have got to grow up. It's enough being a baby. Well, this is more important. Absolutely not. Eternity is forever. If anything, I want you to understand, March 3rd, he could have died. But if I had not taken the time, if we had not taken the time to tell him about Jesus and he died, it's on me. It's on me. Not his Sunday school teacher. It's on me. Do you understand that? Eternity is forever. This life is temporal. As the word puts it, it's but a blade of grass. It's growing nice and green one day, and then the next day, it's raked up and burned. We have got to remember to pray. And when you get in the Word, you know God's heart. You know God didn't want Osama bin Laden to die and go to hell. He didn't. He wanted Osama to repent. He wanted Hitler to repent. But they wouldn't. And therefore they died in their sin. And they are forever separated from God. Never to know peace ever again. That's why we have got to be able to differentiate spiritual and natural warfare. All right, we're going to pray. So Bob will bring up the prayer request. For anybody else that has one, give it to him real quick. We're going to go before the Lord. Is that one? Okay, it's a blank one. Okay. Okay. When we pray, listen, I didn't get to that part today. We will next week. We don't pray repetitive prayers, believing that God's going to move. Oh, but Pastor, that's not what Jesus taught about the unjust judge and the woman, the persistent widow. She was persistent, not annoying. Huge difference. God's not an unjust judge. That's what he was trying to teach us. You don't have to browbeat God into submission. Put your peace in these, in what God is going to do for people's lives. Amen? All right. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we come lifting the burdens of our brothers and sisters. Lord God, I know right now that as we pray, we believe, Father, we trust that you will move, that you are going to do what is according to your will first and foremost. But Father, you're going to do what is best in your will for them. So Father, right now I pray for Misty and I ask, Lord God, that you will help her to seek you. Father, help her to pull your voice out of all the voices that are crying out to her, Lord God. I thank you that you're moving in her life, Father, that she will begin to find this peace that she is looking for, Lord, that, and in this process, it will also bring her blood pressure into check. Lord God, I thank you right now, but if she's ignoring this, Father, if there's a problem, then Lord God, open her eyes that she has to go get help before it's too late. So Father, I thank you that you're moving in her life in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray for Harper, Carter, Grayson, and Gage, Lord God. Lord, you see the abrasions and the sores they've got. Father, I curse this sickness in Jesus' name and speak life to their bodies, Lord God. I pray that you boost their immune systems to fight this in the name of Jesus. Bring life and health into them right now in Jesus' name and heal them, Father, and Justin as well. And Father, I have several requests here for this man. Lord, I don't know what his standing is with you, but Lord, I pray first and foremost for that, Father. I pray for Dale. I ask, Lord God, that after this surgery, that you continue to heal his body, Father, but that you speak to his heart. Father, you know what he needs. You know how he needs it. So Father, I pray that you deliver it to him in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that he did not lose it. He's not dead. Father, he has survived and he will recover. So, Father, I thank you right now that you're moving in Dale's life and restoring the healing on this leg, what's left of it, Father, that he will be able to adapt quickly in Jesus' name. And, Father, you see what's going on in Connie's body. Father, the diagnosis is Alzheimer's. Father, and it is taking her fast, Lord God. It is eating quickly. Lord, I right now I speak life to her mind, her brain, Father, that this disease will slow its progression. It will stop, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Father, she does not have to suffer. She does not have to live with this thing. Father, move in her life right now in Jesus' name. Give her family peace. Give her family patience. Lord God, help them all to extend love greater than they've ever known to be able to do in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for our brother Joe. Lord, you see what's going on in his body, the treatments that he has received. He's now battling some things. So Father, I speak life to his body right now in Jesus' name. Healing to everything that this therapy has taken out. Father God, restoration in the name of Jesus. We pray for strength. We pray for his courage. Lord God, we pray for his understanding, Lord, in all of this. Father, you help him to fight. You help him to stay safe and to stand strong in Jesus' name. And Father, I also pray for safe travels for my brother as he goes to San Antonio. Lord God, you know where he's going to go. You know where he's going to be. You're going to, who he's going to be with, Lord God. So I speak wisdom to him, safe travels, Lord God, that you set your angels round about him in the name of Jesus, that nothing that comes to harm him can come close to him in the name of Jesus. And now, Father God, you know we have some teachers that are starting. So, Lord, I pray right now for Michelle as her and the Marion schools all begin school, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that you're giving her peace. Father, we know what last year was kind of like. Lord, this year's different because Michelle's going in different. Her mind is clear. Her mind is strong. Her heart is strong. Father God, that you will help her to see the traps, Lord God, the things that the enemy, the wiles of the enemy, that the adversary, Satan, is working up against her right now. So, Father, I thank you that she's going to have a victorious school year. Lord God, your peace will surround her in the midst of any turmoil that may kick up. Father God, that people that will not back her, Lord God, that they will move out of her influence, out of her sphere, Lord God, that you will bring harmony to that teaching staff. And Father, I thank you right now for what you're doing, what you're moving in our lives. Father, for the many things, Lord God, there are some things I know that you're doing in the lives of some of the believers here today. Father, I speak peace. I speak life right now, strength and courage to their minds, their bodies, their spirits. Lord God, you know everything they're battling, and you know what they need. So, Father, hold on to them. Help them hold on to you. And, Father, I thank you that you're bringing the peace and the settlement in that, in the name of Jesus. Amen. See, you don't have to spend 10 hours praying. It just says take it to God. You know, I always figured out when my kids took a long time to prepare for something to ask me, they were banking I was saying no. Now, the boys didn't do this to me as often as she does. I got something to talk to you about, but before you say no, she already knows I'm like, well, listen to this. So I'll tell you, this is how God works. She had a great idea the other day. I say great now on this side of it. But she came to me and she's like, honey, I've got an idea. I want you to listen to it before you poo-poo on it. I said, really? I said, well, let's hear it. Get it out. You know, but I knew she had been stewing on it. She'd been trying to figure out how to get it to me. What do you say we don't plant a garden next spring? We got a graduation party and stuff. I said, that sounds like a great idea. I'm the one that goes out and plants the stupid thing, and I've got four tomatoes off of each plant. There's six, and I'm about done. No squash, zucchini. I mean, usually you're trying to give that stuff away. You know, they always joke, don't leave your windows down because people will find your car and fill it with zucchini. I ain't got that problem this year. I planted purple peppers. I got jalapenos. Found out nationwide there was a problem at the packing plant. They messed up. I'm like, yep, I got them. I wanted the purple peppers. They were cool looking. Purple, orange, yellow, and green. But you know, that's how we treat God. We spend, Lord, before I bring this request, may you just ask him. What's he going to say? Yes or no? That's all there is to it. And he's already got his mind made up. That's all there is to it. All right, let's stand. Take my sword. Actually, it's got to go this. And, you know, there's a special way you have to actually put it in. Might share some things with you next week. But anyhow, let's pray. Father, we are grateful to be called your children. Lord, we are thankful for what Jesus Christ did to cross that void that was created by sin and disobedience. Father, I pray right now for each and every believer in here, every believer hearing my voice. I pray for strength. I pray for wisdom. I pray for courage to overcome. Father, those that are battling their natural things, open their eyes that they're the number one enemy in that. Father, those that are battling the spiritual, give them strength and courage. Father, may they be strong in you as they trust in you, and I know that you will move mightily on their behalf. Now, Father, I pray that you bless your people today. Lord God, help them to understand how to use your word, how to use it appropriately. Father, I speak life into their lives. I speak health, strength, and courage in all these things. Bless them now in Jesus' name. Amen.